This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Asking the question, if you were to switch NFL fan alliances, which team would you switch to? Now, before, I'll explain why in just a second. I'm not angry about the Dak thing.
Okay.
I'm just angry we have to talk about it more. So before that, real quick, some interesting NBA news is Zion Williamson has left the NBA bubble due to a family medical matter, the team said in a statement. They said, we fully support Zion's decision to leave the NBA campus to be with family. We will have no further comment. They did say, though, that Zion plans to rejoin the team at a later date. I would imagine that would depend on what happens with a family medical matter, but obviously that could make a big impact in their run for the number 8 seed.
I real quick, and I know this is kind of really off topic for this, Kevin, but would you try to make a run at Brandon Ingram for this Mavs team?
Yes.
Okay. I want to bring that name up again whenever we get Mike back and have that discussion because, and I don't know if he's going to cost too much, but that would be an interesting third player, especially like you're going to get a chance to watch him try to carry this team for a minute here. So
yeah, no, I would love that. I definitely want to pick that back up. So this stems from a text we got on the fan text a couple of days ago.
Autoflex Leasing fan text.
Yes, thank you very much. From the 972. So I have questions about why this is to begin with. I don't know if this person is mad that the Redskins are terrible or mad that they're
the team formerly
known as. See, we talked about this off air.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or the fact that they're changing their name. From the 972, one of my friends has been a diehard Washington fan all his life and has now changed his allegiance after much research that he did to the Buffalo Bills. I was wondering your thoughts on changing allegiances and the choice of the Bills. All right. So again, like, did he also research the background to the mascot and that's why he didn't like it and he changed? Was he tired of the Dan Snyder shenanigans? Has he also heard that there's supposed to be some bombshell story coming out that we've heard about for a couple of days and we're still waiting on or whatever? And why the Buffalo Bills? So all of that leads into this question, Corey. Well, first of all, do you think people should be allowed to switch NFL team alliances? And if so, where would you go?
Yes. I mean, if you can switch spouses legally.
What are you doing there?
Are you doing that?
No, people get divorced all the time. There's a 50% divorce rate, right? Like, that's just the way that it works. We change our minds all the time.
Hey, Corey, so far, everyone on this show is undefeated at marriage.
Yeah, absolutely. Saying. This is pretty awesome. We got a good record going here, so try and keep that up, Kevin. Things switch all the time, man. So yes, if you want to change and go root for another team, that's fine. And whenever my team is good again, you can get back on board with my team too. Look at how many Rangers fans think the Rangers started in 2010. All of a sudden, a bunch of Rangers fans hopped on the train there. So I feel like yes, it's okay. I choose not to. My choice is to stick with the team that I like because I like the team. I find the Cowboys to be very entertaining. Again, I'll stick with the idea that Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones are high entertainment when it comes to radio and what we do. They give us all sorts of fun content. Up to the last second yesterday, we had this Dak contract situation.
Because deadlines make deals.
Yeah, when Jerry Jones comes on our air.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. It just
except when they do, though.
It wasn't the deal you wanted, Kevin, so that's your problem. It was not. It was the deal that they said it did make a deal. Okay. Was that a deal or not?
No, it was not a deal.
Yeah, it was. It was that the franchise tag will be played on for 1 year. That's the deal. Now deal with it. So that's the yes.
No,
it's not just the 5 year $150 million contract that you wanted. But I am fine if somebody else wants to go be a fan of another team. And I have some teams selected that I would go be a fan for.
Can I guess who I think your number one team would be?
Yeah.
It's really obvious.
At least for the short term, mm-hmm. I think it would be the New Orleans Saints, right?
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. I like their coach. I still like their quarterback. I like their wide receiver. The way he talks, good God, he's fun. He's fun to hear him mouth off. And I also love Alvin Kamara. I like him as a back. And Cameron Jordan's fun to watch. So they have a very fun team. I would also say that the Seahawks might be included in a team I would venture to go be a fan of.
Do you feel like people choose secondary teams or teams to switch to based on, like, something similar to the team that they originally liked? Or do you think they want to go, like, complete opposite of the spectrum? Because that particular question that jumped this off, the idea of going from Washington to the Bills. I mean, Washington, we know, is a hellhole when it comes to, like, making decisions. It's just it's a mess. Buffalo has had a lot of sadness on their side as well. So, like, look, why do you decide to jump there?
Because they throw Ditos on the field and they light their tables on fire and jump.
Ooh, through. Actually, that part I'm kind of intrigued by. But I'm straight front-running on this, man. I would pick the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, man.
Under That's normal circumstances.
Not your favorite coach of all time?
Under normal circumstances.
Oh.
But the team I'm actually picking is the team whose quarterback gets disrespected time and again.
Oh, God.
The
people say that he's a flash in the pan. I'm going with the Baltimore Ravens. That is the team that I'm going. Who did you think I was?
I thought you were going to go with Sam Darnold.
No, I'm not going to. No, I would never choose allegiances with Tom Brady, just like he doesn't choose allegiances with that one kid. Look it up. So I am choosing the Baltimore Ravens. I put my faith in Lamar Jackson. I get it. I've seen a lot of people from the 469, Kansas City, from the 214. Easy choice, the Chiefs, because of bandwagons. And Mahomes is a Texan. So, like, I get all of that. I really, really do. But you know what? I have decided that I'm doubling down on my love of Lamar Jackson because people keep pushing against it so hard. It's like when people got mad at me for not loving Tony Romo till the end of the year. They're like, you know what? You can go to hell. I'll cheer for him forever. I'm a huge Lamar Jackson fan now because people are like, I think he'll be out of the league in 3 years, which I think is insane. So I would switch to the Baltimore Ravens.
If you want to switch over the Chiefs, that's awesome. That's a smart idea. Also, I don't know if you've happened to see the new video that the Chiefs posted up on Twitter, Kevin. It's very funny. They call it the Brett Veach special. He is the GM of the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's a girl, because they use her Twitter account in the liquor store. And
oh, that broke the Pat Mahomes news?
She's standing there in the liquor store, and a guy walks in a Chiefs shirt, and he walks up, and she goes, the usual, and she hands him 6 bottles of champagne, and he goes, have a good one. And she immediately goes to her phone and tweets, OMG, somebody just came in and bought a bottle. I think it's Chris Jones. So,
wow.
Nice.
Okay, right, so that's objectively clever.
You want a team that has some good social media game, too. Cowboys happen to have a good one. So that's why I like them still. But Chiefs, that's nice work.
You know what? I might have made the wrong decision.
Uh-oh.
Because somebody brought up a really good point from the 214, the Dolphins.
That is an
exciting young team right there. I think Tua will make Devontae Parker a stud. I have been shouting out the Dolphins for some time. And I'm also intrigued by this logic, Corey. You might need a rule on this. From the 972, I have been divorced twice. Can I pick 2 new teams?
Yes.
That's a fair question.
I'm kind of curious. For fans that are fans of the Cowboys, do you want to get away from all the controversy and drama that surrounds them? Because it just naturally happens. And I don't know, are other teams out there, do they have less controversy and it's just like moving to the country and, you know, growing your pecan trees or whatever?
Who is the most boring team in the NFL?
I don't know.
I want to say it's the Rams, but they went to the Super Bowl recently.
Could it be the Titans?
Yeah. Ooh, I'm going to have to really think about this for just a second. I guess I'm
there's a lot of drama. Like, the drama just surrounds the Cowboys. And so being a fan, it's kind of tough. You're emotionally pulled, you know, this way and that.
Is it the Los Angeles Chargers? Because people forgot they existed for
maybe
a minute.
Maybe. Their fan base really does not care.
I think...
It used to be the Seahawks, but they were like have been really more exciting lately.
That is true. To answer your question, Corey, I think I like it professionally. But as a fan, I hate it. Like, just because we grew up in the Metroplex, and I'm a fan of the Dallas Cowboys before I had anything to do with sports media. And you remember when they signed Greg Hardy, I was just like, I'm so sick of this crap, man. Like, I'm sick of every single troubled human out there making their way to the Cowboys because I get personally offended, man. I know I'm not on the team or anything like that, but this is my team. You know, I've liked this team long before Greg Hardy. I've liked this team before Jerry Jones bought the team. And I get tired of hearing people go, oh, the Cowboys are trash and they signed another trash human. The Cowboys signed another domestic abuser. I get freaking tired of that, man, because I do love this team. I get it. I'm well aware when people are like, you haven't won anything in 25 years. Do you think Cowboys fans don't know that? Do you think we're not well aware of our shortcomings? And it pisses me off. So, yes, I'm tired of the drama, and I would like it if it went away. I didn't even like it that day we helped create Cowboys drama. I was like, that's not what we were going for that day.
That's pretty cool, though. I will say, and with the Saints being my number two team, a lot of that has to do with walking out of the stadium and directly into you know, a party scene. Like, that, the party scene in New Orleans is awesome. The food's fantastic. So the city has a lot to do with my love for what the Saints are as well. But, man, there are a lot of people that are texting in on this part of the conversation. Nobody wants to be a Lions fan, and nobody wants to be a Colts fan. So
maybe the Lions are in the mix for – they're pretty boring.
Yeah, they're up there. They've Colts are boring. Nice stadium, though.
From the 972, the Denver effing Broncos. From the another 972, Arizona – easy.
Ooh, somebody, Kevin, I just saw this text. My wife just realized how much of a toll it is to be a Cowboys fan. And I wonder, does it take more years off of your life to be a Cowboys fan than any other fan in the game? Or is it like when your team's winning and consistently almost there and loses them? Like, did more Bills fans lose time off their life during the 90s?
And depending on how old you are, I still think it could be a Browns fan too, because you had back-to-back Super Bowls. They were there for you, and then you lost them. And then within, what, like 10 years, the team was gone. And then it came back, and it's the worst. And so I think, like, the Browns fans could maybe be in the mix there. A bunch of people are now pointing out as well that I should have stuck with the Chiefs because, of course, you know the Chiefs originally started out for 3 years as the Dallas Texans. So what, you know what's funny to me is some people are angry at that original text that spawned this entire conversation about if you could change NFL allegiances, and some people are going, well, if you really think about it, you're not changing allegiances that much because the Chiefs were originally the Dallas Texans, and so it's still kind of the same. And so some people have found a loophole around, I'm not really changing allegiances that much, and that's a great one.
Plus, they're in the AFC. Like, doesn't that come into consideration if you're like a diehard Cowboys fan? If you're like, well, I mean, I can have something on the side if it's over in the AFC.
Okay.
Side piece is always nice to have around.
There's a great thing on King of the Hill where Boomhauer gets stuff to go see Houston Texans training camp, and they're like, how could you? And then they go, well, they are in the AFC, so the only way they would ever play is if there was an all-Texas Super Bowl. And then Hank glares off into the distance and goes, an all-Texas Super Bowl, his will be done. And so I just really like that concept. So, yeah, man, if you want to cheer for the Chiefs, I guess maybe that's the way to go. I wonder how many people would have used that Dallas Texans logic 5 to 7 years ago, though, before Pat Mahomes came along.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Whenever they were like, oh, crap, the Chiefs still can't win in the first round of the playoffs. You know, like, that was the brutalness that we were dealing with the Chiefs, so... I understand what you're saying there. I root for Reed and Patty. That's what we're seeing from the 972.
Okay. Ooh, we got a question here from the 817. They are a Washington football team fan, but they love listening to us. And now they know more about the Cowboys than their own team. They are asking us, is it okay to switch sides?
Yes, because your franchise gave up on decency, so you, well, I guess I shouldn't use that as my standard.
No.
Your franchise gave up on its name, we'll say, so you're free and clear. I think when they let that trademark elapse, you were a free agent. So come on over to the Cowboys. Ignore what I said about decency. Let's not use that as the standard to judge our football team because, you know, the reasons.
I'm kind of curious as how many – like, if this is a real thing and what's about to drop on the Washington football team organization actually does drop from the Washington Post today, I'm curious as to how many fans might leave that fan base. I'm very interested in – because we've seen it. We've seen something like this happen many times, and fan bases still stick around.
There's already been a pretty big mass exodus, right? Like, part of the reason why it's they're able to do this is because fans have been abandoning ship left and right for the last however many years.
From the – oh, yeah, we pointed out in the last – I think it's 12 to 15 years – Washington used to have a standing wait list for season tickets of 80,000 people. The wait list today is zero. Like, you could get season tickets today. That is an astonishing amount of, like, I'm not just talking fans. I'm saying season ticket buying fans. And this is interesting. From the 559, we haven't talked about this in a few weeks, and I wonder if this will come back up at some point. To your point, Kevin, I'm on the verge of dropping the Cowboys because of Jerry Jones not speaking up through this social racial injustice time. You know, that's just kind of fallen by the wayside after we saw the one video. But for whatever reason, that is an intriguing concept of people jumping teams or abandoning teams. And so a lot of people are ready to move on to teams. So fascinating indeed.
How many owners have said something so far?
The owners specifically or the team? Because I think all of the teams now have, but the owners specifically, I don't know. And therein lies the problem with the Cowboys, right? Is that the good part is everybody looks to Jerry Jones to speak on whatever. So he's exceedingly powerful in the NFL. I still think he might be the most powerful person in the NFL. But on the flip side, then you're expected to speak out about everything, right? And when you don't, your silence is almost deafening. So I think that's kind of the double-edged sword about that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.